Hello, everyone. We have spent many, many months studying the Rambam's very critical list of the Yud Gimel Ikarim, the 13 principles that are the foundations of Jewish philosophy and that really stand as the backbone of everything that we as Orthodox Jews should believe in terms of the Jewish people, their chosenness, the Torah, its divine nature, and so on. Actually, so we have given 39 different take 10s to cover all of those 13 principles in many, many different aspects of their complexity. We're now moving on to a totally different topic, but we'll see related in terms of the Rambam again. If everything we did until now was about Jewish philosophy, we're going to switch gears now and we're going to talk about Jewish law, or what we know, of course, the word halacha, the path, the way we walk through life based on the values and beliefs that guide us. So it's fascinating to me that the Rambam, who made this huge contribution, almost more so than anyone in terms of very, very clearly delineating the basic ideas of Jewish philosophy and writing his masterpiece work, the Sefer Mor V'Nebuchim, the Guide to the Complex about Jewish philosophy, the Rambam also takes a great deal of credit when it comes to the legal system of Judaism. Not that he himself is looking for the credit, but certainly it is ascribed to him, because we know that there's a very famous concept in terms of the laws, that there's a total of what known as Taryag. 613 is the numerical value of the Hebrew letters of Taryag, Taf Resh Yud Gimel. 613, the magic number, because of course, as we all know, there are 613 mitzvos in the Torah. But how do you count those mitzvos? That is exactly the next topic that we're going to undertake, and it will take, I think, quite a bit of time for us to really go through it very, very carefully. But the person who made the greatest contribution, again, in terms of giving us guidelines to understand how we should count the mitzvos, was the Rambam. If we look through the Torah, we believe that there are 613 commandments, Taryag mitzvos, in the Torah, but certainly it's not easy to find them and to know exactly how to define them. It's not like they're in bold print or in red lettering instead of the black ink. They're not underlined. And so it becomes a very tricky thing based on many other complex, nuanced issues that we're going to deal with to confront this question of what's known as the Minyan HaMitzvos. How do we come up with the count of the mitzvos? What are those mitzvos? So there's a very, very, very critical source that is the basis for this number of 613. It's a source that I think many of you have probably heard about and perhaps learned in Saw. It's found at the end of the Gemara, which is in Maseches Makos and Daf Chaf Gimel Amid Beis. I want to quote the words because they're very critical, as we will see. Darash Rabbi Simloi, one of the rabbis of the Talmud, Rabbi Simloi, made a drasha, Shalosh Meos Ushalosh Esrei Mitzvos Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai. 613 mitzvos, Taryag, 613 mitzvos was said to Moshe Rabbeinu when he spent his time up at Har Sinai, referring, of course, to the 40 days and 40 nights that the Torah describes, where he literally did not sleep, did not eat. He somehow transcended his physicality, and day and night he was being taught Torah by Hashem and really being taught the exact topic of today and our future discussion, the legal system of Taryag Mitzvos, of 600 Loi. And how do we know that? So he says we know it because we have the idea that they get subdivided into two parts. There are, according to Rabbi Simloi, Shalosh Meos V'Shishim V'Chamesh Kaminyan Yemos Hachama. There are 365 mitzvos which parallel the mitzvos of the day, and those are the mitzvos lo sa'asei, and then there are masayim v'abayim u'shmona k'neged evarav shel adam, 248 mitzvos ha'asei, positive mitzvos, that are similar to the mitzvos that parallel the number of different parts of the human anatomy. So again, 365 negative commandments, mitzvos lo sa'asei, things Hashem says, don't do that, they're prohibited, and 248 mitzvos sa'asei, positive commandments that somehow encompass the whole human being's anatomy, and those are the mitzvos we do with our bodies. So the sum total comes to 613. Well, there's a great deal of discussion about this, all right? And it really creates a great deal of controversy, as as we will see. Now, how do we come to this idea? How did Rabbi Shmuley derive this idea that there were 613 mitzvot in totality? So it comes out, as the Gemara tells us there in Makos, from a very famous pasuk, a pasuk I'm sure almost all of us have heard and know, Torah tzivolanu Moshe marasha ki hilas Yaakov, coming at the very end of Chumash. Torah was commanded to us by Moshe, it is marasha, it is the inheritance, it was bequeathed to the congregation of Yaakov Avinu. The word Torah, the scroll, the Sefer Torah, that word Torah has a numerical value of those four letters, Tav, Vav, Resh, He. And the numerical value of the word Torah adds up to exactly 611. Surprise, not 613, but 611. So why do we constantly insist on saying that it's 613 commandments and not 611, which would be the exact value of the word Torah? The answer is because the Pasuk, if we look at the Pasuk very carefully, which is how some lawyers telling us to understand it, Torah Tzivolon Moshe, Moshe commanded us in 611 commandments, not 613. Why? Because for two of the 613, we did not need Moshe. We did not need a middleman. The first commandment of the Ten Commandments is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Shaseisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Yiveis Avadim. I am Hashem your God, who took you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house in bondage. That was said directly by Hashem in this booming, absolutely overpowering and terrifying voice that the entire nation of Israel heard standing there under the mountain. And then the second commandment, Lo Yi Elokecha Elohim Achirim Alpanai, let you have no other gods before me. Do not believe in any other false gods, pagan gods, all the different gods that the foolish heathens of the world were worshipping until the Jews came along. And so two commandments of the 613 did not require an intermediary. It was not through the medium of Moshe Rabbeinu that we were taught those commandments. But after the first two commandments, as the Torah vividly describes to us in the Parshas of Yisrael, and Mishpatim, Bnei Israel had a panic attack. They were so overwhelmed by the frightening scene with the thunder, the lightning, the fire, the shofar blasting away, and the absolutely awesome and very frightening voice, terrifying voice of God, that they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they begged of Moshe, Dabar atoy manu v'nishma v'al yedabar lokim imanu penemus. Moshe, please, you talk to us. We will listen to you. You'll convey to us all that God wants us to know, but not Hashem. We cannot continue to listen to Hashem because surely we will all die. It is absolutely beyond our capacity to continue to listen to God, whose voice is so overwhelmingly powerful and terrifying to us. And so if two mitzvos, they heard directly from Hashem, and the remaining Torah mitzvot, 611 mitzvot, they heard through Moshe, 611 plus the 2 equals 613. Hence, says Rabbi Shmuley, we received 613 mitzvot from Hashem, but it came mostly through Moshe Rabbeinu as the intermediary, but the total is undeniably 613. And again, he goes on to say that they are divided into 248 positive mitzvot that we do with 248 parts of our body, and 365 negative commandments, so that every single day of the calendar, interestingly, the solar calendar of 365 days, we are warned not to violate, not to transgress any of those negative commandments that are prohibited to us on those days. And so this has become for us the major concept in terms of understanding the source, that there are 613 commandments. However, this is just the beginning, because the question is, how do we define them? Excuse me, what precisely are they? And that is a source of tremendous debate. There were commentaries before the Rambam who began to draw up lists, but they didn't really explain what was going on in their minds and why they were making the list that they were. One of those early commentaries was known as the Baal Halachos Gedolos, Rabbi Yehuda Gaon, and he had a sefer, the Bahag, named by those three letters, Baal Halachos Gedolos. And that was a sefer that the Rambam was aware of. The Rambam lived several hundred years, several centuries after the Bahag. And the Rambam took strong exception with the Bahag's list. And so the Rambam When he wrote his major masterpiece that we are constantly turning to for guidance as we study the Talmud and try to understand Judaism, his legal work and his greatest contribution is the Sefer Mishneh Torah, also known as the Yad Chazakah. It's made up of 14 smaller books that he divides the entire body of Jewish law into these 14 different sections and then subdivides them further. And that becomes the entire encyclopedic collection of all of the mitzvos. But the Rambam preceded that with a work which we are going to draw on very heavily in this aspect of understanding the Rambam's legal system. That is known as the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Sefer HaMitzvos begins with the Rambam having a lengthy introduction. He gives us 14 different rules of how to determine what are mitzvos and how they are to be counted in this body of 613 commandments. This has been the introduction. We are going to pick this up and delve into it head on next week. Take care, everyone. Have a wonderful day and a beautiful week. Bye-bye.